This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. So Lily was just talking about airlines wanting some relief. There's another big sector of this economy that's feeling the brunt of all of this, and that's schools. The last thing many administrators want to do is even utter the phrase remote learning. So as of now, most districts, especially the big ones, say they're going to stay open and double down on trying to protect students from the virus. The thing, though, is that a lot of that responsibility of testing and contact tracing often falls on nurses. And that doesn't even include the typical non-COVID stuff they have to deal with day to day. Susie Ahn from WBEZ in Chicago has more.
I apologize for the phone. I may have to go.
Cameron Trout is a school nurse at Libertyville High School in the northern suburbs of Chicago.
She's going to administer an EpiPen, so they might need my help.
On any given day, school nurses like her know they'll be dealing with predictable tasks like giving students scheduled medications. But then there's the daily dose of the unpredictable.
I was just dealing with a student who has an allergy to peanuts.
Allergic reactions, injuries from accidents have always been part of a school nurse's job. This year, as the pandemic continues, school nurses have a second job, juggling all the COVID procedures.
I will end up having to take work home that I can't get done during the day. Now I've shifted everything at home to be able to complete the reports that are due for the meeting tomorrow or the next day.
Schools have taken on regular COVID testing and contact tracing to help stop the spread. Trout says it's been necessary to keep kids in class as much as possible. Giving school nurses enough resources and support has been essential in that goal. Trout considers herself fortunate that her district has hired more nurses, but she could always use more help. Bridget Haroff is the president-elect of the Illinois School Nurses Association.
I know there's a lot of nurses who are not taking lunches, and they go home and they just continue to work at home on the weekends.
She says some schools have used COVID relief dollars to hire more people or to get temporary help from nursing students. But in other districts, nurses might divide their time between multiple schools, and it's stretching them thin.
You're not really getting a break from the work, which is really unfortunate and can definitely lead to some burnout.
Money isn't the reason people take the job, says Linda Madonza with the National Association of School Nurses. She says school nurse salaries average $10,000 to $15,000 less than other nursing jobs. Nurses care about their students and the community, but it's been rough during the pandemic.
We've heard that nurses who are close to retirement are thinking about it, that the pandemic may have kind of pushed them out.
Madonza says before the pandemic, about a quarter of schools in the country did not employ a school nurse at all, while only about 40% employed nurses full-time. She says the pandemic has at least brought more attention to school nurses. And she points out a bill in Congress would help to get more school nurses hired, especially in vulnerable districts where the school clinic is the only access to healthcare for some students.
We are public health out there in the schools and in communities, and we offer a lot to our students and staff.
And she says nurses need support so they can better care for students' other needs. Bridget Haroff in Illinois points out more kids this year are dealing with mental health issues. She says some kids missed out on a lot last year when buildings were closed.
Some of it is playing catch up and trying to get back into the routines. You know, helping to advocate for what those students need is a huge part of this year.
The more support and help nurses have, the more they say they can focus on the core of their job, keeping students physically and emotionally healthy. In Chicago, I'm Susie Ahn for Marketplace.